Come on, make your way up into the front. Thanks for being on time. As we're just coming to the front, as we're just getting ready to worship the Lord, I got a scripture real quick I'd like to share with you. So we're just going to jump into the service and start going. It's in 1 Peter chapter 2. It says this in verse 9. It says, "But you are a chosen people." Say I. Come on, say we are a chosen people. Come on, say it. We are a chosen people. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Kim? Did you hear that? Isn't that crazy? It says that you're a chosen people, you're a royal priesthood, you're a holy nation, okay? A people belonging to God. But what do we belong to God for? What is our purpose? It says to bring praises to Him and to glorify Him. And so our purpose as human beings and our purpose as Christians is to glorify Him. Tonight, let's not seek His hands. Tonight, let's not seek His gifts. Let's not seek to feel Him. Tonight, let's seek to worship Him and to glorify Him. Would you pray with me, Father, tonight? We're thankful that You are good. God, we're thankful that You have chosen us. God, we're thankful that You love us. And God, we're thankful that You've called us to praise You. So Lord, tonight, we're asking that You'd receive our praises in Jesus' name. Let's worship Him.
In the heavens, on the earth, there is no one like. who can understand your ways? And these words are not enough to tell of your good in the heavens, in the heavens on the earth. There is no one like you, God. And these words are not enough to tell of who you are. And who can know the mind of God? Who can understand your ways? And these words are not enough to tell of your good name. In the heavens, on the earth, there is no one like you, God. And these words are not enough to tell of who you are. Who can know the mind of God? Can understand your ways, and these words are not enough to tell of your great name. Amen. We serve a good God. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. we feel privileged to be able to, God, just enter your courts, Lord, and just offer up praises to you. God, with no fear. God, with no hesitation. God, we are able to come into the Holy of Holies, Lord, freely. God, just to worship you. God, and we're free to do that anywhere, anytime. God, we thank you so much for that, Lord. We thank you that as we come before you, God, that, Lord, we can just give you our burdens. God, that we can just give you our pain and our shame and our guilt. God, that we can lay them at your feet. God, and you just receive them. You receive us with open arms. God, so we want to just jump into your presence tonight. God, we want to enter into your presence boldly tonight. week the Lord was just speaking to me. And he was talking about this congregation. And he was showing me that some of us are sitting on the side of a river. And we're experiencing all the fun of and familiarity of the beach and the sand. And we're sitting right next to this river. And what he was speaking to me was that there's so many of us that know all we have to do is jump into the river to just experience the refreshing of the Lord and just his grace and his mercy. But for some reason, we're not doing it. We know that all it takes is just to jump in. But for some reason, we're not doing it. And I don't know what that reason is for you personally. But whatever the river means to you, whether it's his grace, whether it's his mercy, whether it's his love, whether it's his power, I know that a lot of the hesitation comes because we realize that we're not going to be the same again. We realize that we won't ever be able to go back to living on the beach and building our little sandcastles. But I want to tell you, once you experience the river, you don't ever want to go back. So I just want to sing that bridge one more time. And I want you to just jump in. Just allow the grace of God to sweep you away. Allow it to wash over you. And sometimes it takes those baby steps. Get both of your feet in. Experience it. Get up to your waist. And then you just commit.
Your grace wash over us, God. God, immerse us in your river. Surround us, God, with your grace and your mercy and your love. God, let your grace wash over us. Let it rinse us clean. Let it make us new. Let it flow, God. God, we want to be in your river. We want to jump in, God. We want to be a part of what you have. We want to be a part of your kingdom. We want to be of kingdom things, God. Let it wash over us, God. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, God. A quick story. Today I was just spending time with God. I was just sitting there and I was kind of flustered and I was kind of frustrated and I didn't know why, and there's a lot of I had a lot of homework I was trying to get done, and I had other things going on, help some people move, and I was like just getting really frustrated. I said, God, I just need your peace. I just need peace. And I said, God, I just need some peace.
And tangibly, right when I said that, I tangibly felt a wind come into my room. The windows weren't open, the door was closed, and I felt this wind come in. And it just blew on my face. And all of a sudden, everything that was going on didn't matter anymore, and the peace of God came over me. And it was so tangible. It was amazing. I never experienced that before. And it just came over me, and I could rest in that place. And it was in that I was asking God. I was saying, okay, God, because I was thinking about tonight, and God was talking about how everything could be going wrong. Everything could be seem like it stinks and it's not good, and my whole life just turned upside down. But God was saying that my peace can change that. My wind can change that. And I was thinking about when we come to give our tithes and offerings and how we may not be financially secure. Believe me, I'm not. I'm going to college. I'm kind of broke. But God was speaking to me this, that even in that time of insecurity and not knowing, there can still be peace. And so I was like, well, what does that even mean? And God was saying, all I want is you to give to me cheerfully. Give to me cheerfully. That's all I ask, because I know you may not have it all figured out. You may not have everything, but you give to me. Just give to me cheerfully with an open heart, and believe me, my peace will come. And if you don't have the resources, it doesn't matter. I will still be there. My peace will still be there, and I'll still comfort you. All I ask is just to be obedient and just to be cheerful. And we know the scripture, 2 Corinthians 9:7, God loves cheerful givers. So today, as we give our tithes and offerings, I really feel the Holy Spirit saying this, that could we just do it cheerfully? Just do it because he first loved us. Could we do it just because he first gave to us? Because he's good. And that no matter what our circumstances, there's peace. So Father God, I pray, God, tonight, that as we give to you, God, that what we give, God, would grow, God, would multiply, would go tenfold, God, that you would bless this time, God, that your will would be done, God. And I'm praying more importantly, God, that when we do give, God, we wouldn't give like we need to, God. We wouldn't give because we feel compelled to. No, God, we would simply give because you first gave. And we would simply give because you loved us. Amen. Come and give.
How breathtaking you are.
I exalt thee. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. Oh Lord. I exalt thee.
Everything in us, God, we cry out.